joining me in the Caravia studios this afternoon, I'm really happy to say, are people working on this amazing project in Abbeville right now. With the Alame Society is Odile Segrest, and with the Community Performance International Group is Dr. Richard Gere, who is working with the Alame Society and many, many people in Abbeville to create In the Wake of Time, which will open on the 17th in Abbeville. It's hard to know exactly where to start because there's so much to talk about and so many fascinating aspects to this project that's happening. I think I'm going to start off with Odile, with the Alame Society in Abbeville. I think many people know of certain organizations in Abbeville. They certainly know the Abbey Theater, the Abbey Players. Many people have been to a production in Abbeville and have been to festivals in Abbeville. Tell us about the Alame Society, why you all created it. What is its purpose?
The Alame Society, the Friends of Historic Downtown Abbeville, which is part of our name, was created really out from a group of people that were concerned about the downtown area and wanted to see it thrive and flourish. And the Franks Theater became available for sale, and we decided to buy it and restore it and bring life back down to downtown Abbeville.
What is the Franks Theater, for those people who are not really familiar with
downtown? The Franks Theater is an old movie theater that had been closed in the 80s and abandoned and went through a lot of damage from hurricanes. So we were faced with quite a challenge, and still are, but slowly but surely we're, you know, working our way up and revisiting it and resurrecting it, and we're going to bring it back to life.
Mm-hmm. About how many seats are in Frank's? How large a space is
that? The original theater had about 900 seats. Once it's redone, we may not have quite that many, you know, but we will have a good many seats, several hundred, mm-hmm. you know, probably 500 plus.
Well, you know, I think many of our listeners are aware of communities around South Louisiana that have restored old buildings, whether they were movie theaters or opera houses, like the Grand
Right.
Opera House of the South in Crowley, Right. the Liberty Theater in Eunice, the Sliman in New Iberia. So people do see a value in those old buildings and realize what they can do for the community.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How long have y'all been working on this project?
About 5 years.
All right. Now, tell us how, because this is how we're going to get Richard into the conversation. What was the journey of the Alame Society that brought you to Community Performance International? You all attended a really special conference, I believe.
We did. Charlene Beckett, who is the Main Street Director for Abbeville, who is also a board member, as I am, of the Alame Society, went to a conference in Colquitt, Georgia. We were instructed by a friend originally from Abbeville, who is a city planner, that he thought this was a great model for Abbeville and the Franks Theater, and thought that we would be interested in doing what they did. So we attended this conference in Colquitt, Georgia, and met Richard and saw what he had done, how he had collaborated with the town of Colquitt, and what they were able to accomplish. And we saw a great fit for Abbeville. So we came back to our community, and I'd like to say that both the Alame Society and the Abbeville Film and Visitors Commission had sponsored Charlene and I to go. So once we came back, we reported to these groups, formed a committee, and then had like a little mini workshop last year where Richard and Jules came to Abbeville. Richard and Jules are members of CPI, Community right. Performance International.
Well, this may be a new concept for some people, and you're obviously very comfortable with it, Richard, and have been doing it for a long time. We're all aware of community theater, community dinner theater, community musical theater. Obviously, the Abbey Players in Abbeville have been doing. But the idea of coming in and helping communities with theater, tell us about that idea. How long have you been working with it?
Almost a quarter of a century now. But before that, not really realizing that's the sort of director I was, that whenever I brought together a cast, let's say it was for a professional production in a mainstream theater. What I found myself interested in was the strange relationship between an actor and the role that he or she was playing, and that people brought insight to roles that had a great deal to do with who they were as people. And then I noticed this thing that we in theater call ensemble, which is when people work together creatively, when they lower their guard, open themselves up to one another, to being able to make mistakes fluently in each other's presence, that what begins to happen is that an intelligence is liberated that far exceeds the intelligence of a single director or a single actor. And it becomes this intelligence of a group of people. Margaret Mead said, you know, never underestimate the power of a small group of people to change the world. Nothing else ever has. Mm-hmm. And it's a small group of people. And Abbeville is that small group of people. Well, we began noticing that when you bring people together, you have to have some kind of currency. You got a flock of boats, you better have some water for them to float on. And the water that floats people's boats is their stories. And people know that within a family, the stories of my mom or the stories of my grandpa, those are precious stories to me. If I'm willing to share them, then a big part of me goes out the door with my story. If you are privileged to stand inside that story, then you become dear to me as well. And we found this power of people's stories to bring one another together across normal boundaries. Well, you know, here's a good example. In Abbeville, we're talking about rebuilding the Franks, but we're actually doing it by tearing down buildings. The buildings we're tearing down are the silos that people hang out in that keep them from being with each other. Know what I mean? They're invisible buildings, but they need to be torn down. Not that we want to forget what it is to be Cajun or white or black or Catholic, but somehow we need to have some doorways in those buildings, some windows. We need to let in some fresh air because human beings tend to hang out with the same old folks and the same old things get said day in and day out. I know how wonderful it is when my wife and I have been married 40 years to have somebody come over for dinner. You know, it's a fresh conversation. And at the end of the evening, we discover we love each other more and the person who came to dinner.
You're telling your stories in a different way or
Absolutely.
Just a different tone.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Though my wife does roll her eyes because she's heard them all before. But that's really the idea here. So you get a bunch of folks together to share their stories. And what comes forward is relationship. And that relationship is the key ingredient to community. I mean, all community is. They say all politics are local. What they're talking about is, if I know you, I've got some sort of responsibility. You've got some sort of responsibility toward me, you know? So do that with people who don't normally run into one another. Blacks, whites, Cajuns, oil field workers, you know, mm-hmm. Catholics, Baptists, Jews. Get them together in the same room. And the potential for new combinations of things happening. Well, for a long time, all we did was that. We created performances that brought people together, that, and it sort of left everybody excited and breathless, and it's wonderful theater. But for the last several years, we've been adding another piece to it, which is several years ago in the storytelling capital of the world, which is Jonesboro, Tennessee, where the story revolution started 40 years ago. They ran out a little old wagon and put some hay bales around, and Ray Hicks climbed up on the wagon, North Carolina storyteller, and began telling stories. And now there are literally thousands of such festivals around the world. And Jimmy Neal Smith, who started that project, is a partner of mine in Jonesboro. And that's what we've been doing, is a new version of that storytelling festival, people coming together around stories. And at the storytelling festival, I met the folks who started the World Cafe. Now, the World Cafe is—it's not the one that's on NPR. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's the World Cafe is a technology for having conversations that matter with large groups of people, so that you get little tables of four, like a card table or a little round table, and four different people sit down at that table, and then they begin talking. Maybe let's say it's a John Deere tractor company decides that all 1,000 of its employees at this particular plant are all going to sit down, from, you know, the folks who do maintenance and clean up the place at night to the president of the company, they're all going to sit down around these tables together and they're going to have conversations. Now, I won't go into all the details of that, but brilliant things come out of the mouths of folks because they're mixing it up. Well, what we found was that when we take what we do with plays and we stick that together right after the play, people sit down and start talking about what got juicy, what got tasty, what seemed possible now in my town that wasn't possible before. That ideas come together, people come together, and action plans begin to develop. Well, that's exactly what we're doing here. So Act One is a play that you'll see if you come this month. Act Two is you. Because you then become part of the conversation about, now that we've seen this, now that we've had this sort of scales removed from our eyes by seeing our neighbors as we've never seen them before, and believe me, that's true, let's talk about what we might do. What might we do? And, of course, a building is nothing but the expression of the vitality of a group of people. Mm-hmm. So that's how the Franks will get rebuilt, is through that energy.
Well, I find that, and I've read your piece on the Story Bridge, which you're kind of describing right now, and it's just this lovely concept. People can read a bit more about it if they go to Community Performance International. So you're not coming in, neither are you just imposing a play on a community, nor are you just ending with the performance that results. So there really is a continuing process from beginning
right.
to end.
A very important piece is to leave this community ready to do their next iterations of this in their own forms.
Well, let's talk about the performance, though, and then kind of continue on to what you do want to achieve in Abbeville. And I want to tell people who are just tuning in right now, my guests are Dr. Richard Geer, who is the director and founder of Community Performance International, and also Odile Segrest, who is with the Alame Society in Abbeville, talking about a production and process. And I guess we should come up with some new word.
I know. We call it Story Bridge, but that doesn't really illuminate the fact that Act One is a play and Act Two is you.
And right.
You.
Well,
and
the name of the play is In the Wake of
In
Time.
In the Wake of Time, yes.
And it will be at the Abbey Players Theater.
Opening on the 17th. So people get a chance to see it. So how does this happen? You're not imposing this on a community. What do you do? What is the process to create the performance?
The process starts with listening to each other's stories, with helping a community become their own story gatherers. So it was the community. Well, it does, but on the other hand, maybe the best storyteller of all is that little kid who climbs up on his grandma's lap and says, "Grandma, tell me about what it was like when you were a little girl." You know. Gathering is just that hard. Yes, there's certainly a lot of skill, but it's definitely something that a community and ordinary folks do and know how to learn. And so, you know, Odile and her colleagues there on the Alame Society have been gathering stories like crazy and getting other people interested in it. We did another story gathering yesterday. So that process keeps on keeping on. Mm-hmm. People want to share their stories if they feel that they're going to be heard with respect and reverence. Then people are willing to do that. And I think we know each other's hearts, you know.
Well, what do you do with the stories? Because obviously there are storytelling festivals where people just tell their stories. Mm-hmm. But there's something a little more shaped here. What happens with those stories?
Stories in sort of most direct terms, stories come in, they get transcribed, so they get, you know, written down on a piece of paper. And then that gets sent to my partner, Jules Corriere, who's a playwright and who's written with me 40-some – she did them. We were working together, but she did the writing. 40-some plays now together. And then the community has an opportunity to say what they like or don't like, want more of, want less of in the play, so that it is continually being shaped. And even now as we're starting rehearsal, last night I remember her, you know, listening to people, you know, reading through the play for the first time, and she said, "You may not have known it, but you said this line this way. Cross out the words that I'd written there and write in what you wrote or what you said," because people do that. And that way they're fitting the language to their mouth. So it, at every step, we found that the community can tell you, you know, how best to do it. Now, I want to tell you what the community needs is to be challenged. They need to go be challenged to knock on that door of that neighbor that's been sitting there for all these years, but they haven't had the gumption to do it. Mm-hmm. This is a good gumption project, right? Mm-hmm. It gets you out the door.
But it's been so much fun. I started collecting stories in January, and it's just been great fun. Transcribing was a little more difficult, but
that's just work.
It's been great fun.
I wish there was a computer program for that. That would be really nice.
Really close. Siri. Thank you, Siri. Yes, she's pretty good.
That's right. Except some phrases I'm sure she wouldn't get around here.
Yeah.
Do not translate.
So you're shaping these stories of people from Abbeville, a very diverse group of people from, I guess, the town, from the countryside. Did you start with any kind of a theme at all, or did something rise up out of what is it looking like? I mean, I know you're continuing to shape it and add new things, but something must rise out of these stories.
Well, that's the playwright's challenge.
Genius.
Yes, genius.
But I think it also it tends to say itself. I mean, what we found is where the energy is held in Abbeville. Now, this is a particular iteration in Abbeville, but it's a very common challenge in America. It's what I just said to you. It's in those invisible buildings. It's as people come out and meet one another. So what we've been telling in this play is the stories of remarkable people who, you know, walk through the walls of those invisible buildings and have been doing it for decades. Because you want to know where the future is. Somebody's already done it in the past, like Miss Maddie, right?
Right.
She built relationships across the ocean. And when she, you know, at her wake, why, there was somebody taking pictures there from Africa. Nobody knew who it was. They said, "Do anybody know this guy?" No.
This was one of the stories.
This is one of the stories.
Collected.
Absolutely.
Oh my.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's what Jules found. I'm when I listen to Abbeville, she says, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing how this community has from its very roots. From the, you know, the Jewish immigrant who came here to escape pogroms, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. who came here and how he was able to build a life across those boundaries. And so, she's good at picking it out. But it's also, I think there's the stories we tell. But then, Judith, they're the stories that tell us. And there's a story that wants to be told in Abbeville. And it's pushing its way onto mm-hmm. that stage on mm-hmm. April 17th.
Kind of a critical mass of stories mm-hmm. there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I heard that you had an impressive number of people show up for the auditions.
Hot dog, it was scary. It was scary, yeah. Okay.
So in addition, you had the storytellers that you were collecting all along, and then you opened up auditions for people mm-hmm. to play these parts. And you had quite a range of ages.
And we did, absolutely. From
2?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2 to 85 plus.
Yeah, and we in the 20 plus years that we've done community performance, we have never turned away anyone who came to be in the play. Because remember, I come from a world where I would hold a cattle call in New York and a cattle call in Los Angeles and see 500 people, and you know then throw away 480 of them mm-hmm. or 490 of them yeah. to get the play. And what I found at the end of it was I didn't find those people were that much better than, you know, if I'd had 10 folks in a 10-person play. Well, so when I started doing community performance, I said, no more. We're not turning anybody away. They want to be in this play. Let's find a way. And in this one, Jules just wrote some extra parts, you know, divided the part that might have been a little bit bigger. Now it's in 2 or 3 different pieces. So say yes to folks. Let them come on in. They bring their energy and their love with them, and they bring in a gift.
That sounds like your motto, say yes to folks.
Say yes. You're right. That's absolutely right.
Again, we're talking with Odile Segrest with Alume Productions, Alume Society in Abbeville, and Dr. Richard Geer, who is the founder of Community Performance International, who is here in our community in Abbeville creating In the Wake of Time, which will open in Abbeville at the Abbey Players Theater, one of your partners, on the 17th, and it will run through the 28th. You've got varying times. As people are listening to us, they may want to go to a website where they can find out the schedule. Where can they go for that? Is it the Abbey or what would be?
There is the alumesociety.org.
Okay.
Or it should be listed on Abbey Players' website as well.
I think that's abbyplayers.com.
I think so.
Okay.
And tickets are available at the Cultural Center in Abbeville and also at the Depot in Abbeville. Okay. If they'd like more information, they're welcome to call me. 337-893-1156.
Okay, and people have gotten really good at searching out information that they need to find out. But it does open on the 17th. It has seven performances. And
remember, seven performances and seven opportunities for people to talk together, because that's as important.
Well, now tell us about that part. You have In the Wake of Time, the actual performance of these stories, mm-hmm. and these 80-some-odd people who have showed up and said yes to these stories. How does the sharing part come in?
It's a very simple idea that you literally, most plays are a couple hours long. This play is an hour long. So you come in for the play, Act One. Then you get up and stretch and you sit down at a table and you talk then with the actors you were just with other people who were in the audience with you, and you talk over what you just learned about a place you thought you already knew, mm-hmm. what were surprises and revelations to you, and then gradually as the conversation goes in a little bit deeper, you begin to ask the question, what are we seeing? What's possible? What glimpses do we have here of something that could bring, you know, more life into the community, and I think I don't want to constrain what people can come up with when they mm-hmm. begin talking together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the different piece is that we do need a name for it that's as clear as theater, but it is this combination of things that we call the story bridge. So you mm-hmm. you start with those stories and you move through performance and then into conversation, and then out of that comes the future of your place, of your whatever it is that you bring to bear.
Creative community, kind of like that original conference that you all went to. Well, tell us about some of the things that you have found personally being in Abbeville, listening to some of these stories. Are there a couple that stand out to you?
Well, I mentioned the story of Miss Maddie, which mm-hmm, I think is, mm-hmm. We have people in our midst whom we don't realize that they are, they're saints or they're, you know, very, very special people who appear to be ordinary. Now, oftentimes children know that they have such a person as their mom or their dad or their grandparent, but being able to share that with a community is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I love those stories that uncover ordinary people, ordinary lives. Miss Maddie is white, but we found another story of an African-American woman. Mm-hmm. Just, in fact, came into the play because of someone who came to audition. And she said, you know, I've got a mom who does these remarkable things. And so we found the African-American version of a character similar to Miss Maddie, and her story gets told, and the weave of those stories, plus, you know, just downright funny stories about Catholic school versus public school, you know, and if you're going to public school, why, the nuns know you're going to hell. And
and you
so
have to live right
you
next
have
door
to
them.
Say goodbye. Yeah. There's mm-hmm. a wonderful scene in which a girl has to go off to public school. I guess her financial, you know, situation may have changed, and so she's hugging goodbye to all of her friends at Catholic school, and you know, the nun is sort of nicely but lovingly putting her out the door, knowing
where
that
she's going.
Her eternal soul is lost to public school. It's called Public School Menace.
Lots
of laughs, too.
How do you create? I mean, I'm sure people are very curious about that. You said it's called this. So do you have, like, acts that are actually named when you sit down and you open up
yes,
the program?
Yes, yes. You'll see a double handful of scenes that mm-hmm. have names uh-huh. like Public School Menace and, When My Legs Walked Away From Me.
Oh, Lord.
That's another incredible story, but I think I'll leave that one untold. Yeah, When My Legs Walked Away and then When My Legs Came Back. Most people don't have their legs walk away, but this person
this
did.
This one does. Sounds very Flannery O'Connor-ish.
Well, now there's something to aspire to.
Absolutely. We are talking about Alame Productions presenting In the Wake of Time. They have partnered with the Community Performance International Group. Richard Gere is the president of that group, founder of the group. They're also partnering with the Abbey Players. It is being presented at the Abbey Theater. And then the Vermilion Arts Council has folded that into its offerings as well. So a real community effort here. A lot of people involved in doing
Amen.
This.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how I know people are just very curious about how you just like being down here.
Well, food is amazing. Now, I've spent a lot of time in small southern towns. Now, I was told diagrammatically by Ike Funderburk from Abbeville that this isn't the South. Now, he had a very careful explanation. This is Acadia. And so that there is a South that's in Louisiana, and there's a Texas that's in Louisiana. But then this isn't either one of those. This is another place. And it must be because I know the difference between, tastes good, but why wouldn't it taste good? It's full of fat and butter versus really well-spiced, well-seasoned, flavorful, combinations of colors and tastes and wow. And my stepmother is Mexican, and I grew up in Southern California, so I've, gotten a taste for flavorful spicy foods, but I'm coming down here and just loving it. I mean, of course, you're famous enough that your food, I'm not the first
You've
time I've met an etouffee or a jambalaya or things like that, but to encounter them in their native site, it's like
that's
birding,
really,
right? There it is. Now there are those great oysters, right there.
That's a really interesting way to put it. Capturing the wild etouffee.
Yes, there you go.
This is a native wild one. This is not some farm-raised etouffee. Well, you just won a lot of fans by describing our food like that, I'm sure.
Well.
So is there any aspect of this play that has to do with food or cooks or chefs? Or did anything like that come up in the story?
Well, I want to tell you, I want a confession to tell you that, which is this, that this process is taking place really quickly, all right? Today is Tuesday. It was 9 days ago that Jewel sent me the play for the first time because the process of gathering the stories and getting ready and finding the funding and putting all of that together and is happening very quickly. So we're dancing this dance, and making up the next measure of music as we go along. So there may be many things in the play that I can't yet recite to you because I'm just a little cross-eyed and bleary, but I'm in a really good place to create because I'm at at the edge of my wits.
That's where all good
creation
happens.
So I'm sure there's got to be stuff about food in that play, but at this moment I can't think of anything.
Maybe it will
just
find
sort of
its way
name
in
it.
Now.
Some of the stories that were gathered had food in them, which spurred the idea, I want to do a cookbook.
I think that would be
a great thing.
You're having a spinoff here as well.
Mm-hmm. It would take a little time. I need a few more recipes, but
I'm sure the Alame Society.
But we're hoping that this story gathering process will be an ongoing thing and could be an annual fundraiser for the Alame Society and the Franks Theater. And, in time, that cookbook might just get published.
Right. Well, it's a whole bunch of energy here, and I'm sure, I've no doubt it will.
I have one more thing I'd like to add. I forgot to mention Facebook. We have a Facebook page. The Alame Society has a Facebook page, and Alame Productions has a Facebook page. We also call ourselves sometimes Save the Franks and SaveTheFranks.org. So check us out on the web and on Facebook.
All right, lots of ways to find out information. And I have checked out those Facebook pages and some really nice photographs. If you want to keep up with this creative process that Richard's talking about, it's really nice to have Facebook to check in with. Again, my guests, Odile Seacrest with Alume Society in Abbeville, Richard Gear, he is the founder, director of Community Performance International, working on In the Wake of Time, which will open on April 17th in Abbeville at the Abbey Theater. And just quickly run through the dates for people?
Well, opening night will be April 17th. That's a Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. And then on the 18th, a little plug here, Judith, we have Sounds on the Square in Abbeville, and Quail Manifold will be playing. So we're dark that night, hoping that you'll all come down to Sounds on the Square in Abbeville. And then on the 19th, we'll also host the play at 8 o'clock at Abbey Players Theater. And on the 20th, as well, that's a Saturday night. On Sunday, the 21st, we'll have a matinee at 2 p.m. And then the following weekend, on Friday, the 26th of April, the 27th of April, and then a Sunday matinee on the 27th.
So it sounds like lots of opportunities to attend, but I'm sure people can get their tickets ahead of time.
The 28th at 2 is the matinee. I'm sorry, Judith.
Can people get their tickets ahead of time now? You mentioned a place where they can buy them, and then I guess they can reserve them also.
They can call. If they'd like tickets in reserve, they can do so. They can call me at 337-893-1156, or they're available for purchase at the Depot in Abbeville and also the Cultural Center, or they can email alamesociety@gmail.com for more information and to reserve tickets.
And we'll have that information here at KRVS as well.
Thank you so much.
And Richard, should people want more information about community performance?
Community Performance International, those three rather long words, .org is our website. You can Google Richard Owen Gear, O-W-E-N, and find stuff out about us. If you Google Richard Gear, you'll have to come. There's another Richard Gear that might be known to some of you. Yeah, but you know what? There are so many spelling mistakes on the internet that there's a bunch of his. My name is G-E-E-R, and his is G-E-R-E. And everywhere I go, I'm a disappointment. I've gotten used to it. And and I don't know the Dalai Lama.
Well, from the description of what you all are producing in the wake of time, I don't think anyone will be disappointed at all with what they find. Alume Productions, along with Community Performance International, presents In the Wake of Time, again, opening in Abbeville on the 17th. Lots of information on the web, both about Alume and Community Performance. Thank you both for coming.
Thank you
so much for having us.